So, yeah, legal, moral, and not going to hurt you, go for it. You know, eat the lunch that you want to eat. I can't really tell you to take off work, but I can tell you to, you know, call in for yourself. Don't expect someone else to do it. Just be like, you know what, by George, I want to be wished a happy birthday in the McDonald's birthday club. So I'm going to call in for myself because it's my birthday. It's my birthday. Stay at your birthday. But happy birthday, Brooke Womack, today. You have a friend that has texted me and said, I want to read the text. Say Brooke Womack's B-Day. So, Brooke Womack's B-Day. Happy birthday, Brooke. Hope you're having a great day. And I won't tell you who sent that in except to say that it was Potter. And everyone knows who that is. So, I think we've got the streaming up and rolling, rocking and rolling right now. We're doing our thing. Anyhow, I want to go back to this 80s band thing. I've really toyed with the idea of having an 80s cover band. Here's what I need, instrumentalist. So, look, there's been a call out today for politicians who will get on board with the spontaneous parade idea. And now the next call is for instrumentalists who want to be part of an 80s cover band. And we will sing 80s songs. That's what we'll do. And we'll open with Nothing But a Good Time, and we may close with Lionel Richie's All Night Long. I have, in between, the possibilities are endless. So, you know, if that's something you're interested in, let me know. We'll try to put it together, and it'll be the greatest thing ever. Or we can just go sing karaoke somewhere. Who knows? as we often do, we try to follow the news here and pick up what really matters in the news. And it needs to be said that the hero of the show, Felix Baumgartner, Daredevil from Austria, his jump that he was going to be doing from 22 miles up was scrubbed earlier this week due to weather. And now they're looking at the next weather window to launch Felix opens around Sunday, October 14th, which is this coming Sunday. So we're going to continue to watch the weather out in Roswell. We're going to continue to track the progress of this potential launch and jump. And we'll let you know if it happens Sunday morning, which they're saying now that's when it's going to happen. I'll be in church. So they're saying Sunday at 6 a.m. Mountain Time, which means it'll be 8 a.m. around here, which means he'll actually jump around. If he's able to launch at 8 our time, Eastern Time, that means it's about a three-hour trip up, and he will jump about 11 or so, which means I'll be smack dab in the midst of worshiping the Lord. So we'll just have to catch it on replay and tell you about it then, because the worship of the Lord comes before the jumping of the Felix. So that's going on there, and I just wanted to give you that update. We're not done with Felix yet. We will be once, you know, he goes splat or whatever. Or a lot of people are worried about this sonic boom thing with him if he breaks the sound barrier, just the shock waves just killing him. I don't think that'll happen. I think he'll be okay. I think you'll find that breaking the sound barrier is not that big of a deal. You just get faster than sound. And so and what you're doing is you're moving beyond the speed of sound. Everybody got that? Okay. so I'm not really concerned for his safety to that end. What I'm more concerned about is, you know, the reentry, because he's basically, I mean, he's at the edge of space when he jumps that thing. But we have talked that man to death, and so rather than continue that, we'll just say Sunday. If it happens, we'll follow up on it Monday morning and let you know all about it, because I'm really excited about what Felix can do. Just got a text and someone reminded me that my 80s cover band will not be closing with All Night Long by Lionel Richie. Actually, we'll close with All Night Long by Lionel Richie, but we will fabricate an encore. We'll do the thing that everybody does nowadays where they try to make you think the show is over, but you stick around because you know it's like movies that stick something on at the tail end of the movie. all my friends get really irritated with me when we go to the movies because I'm like, we got to stay till the end of the credits. Well, why we got to stay till the end of the credits? Well, you should stay to the end of credits anyway because all those people were involved in making this film. That's what someone told me one time, and I'm like, whatever. You can't even read them. They go by too fast. I've tried. Here's a game to play with you and your friends next time you go to the movies, especially if it's one of these big budget, like super, you know, movies with like huge special effects and everything. Here's what you do. As the credits are rolling, try to read every name on the screen out loud. It is a hilarious exercise in not being able to read out loud fast enough. And it'll get you tickled as you start going through, and you'll start hitting names that you can't pronounce, and they'll scroll off the screen, and you'll realize I've missed 20 other names. The concert encore is like those things at the end of the credits on movies now. And so if you go to a concert, it could be a Southern Gospel concert. They're going to do an encore because they're expected to. They just expect, well, we're going to give them one more song, or we're going to turn this song around one more time, or whatever the case may be. And so what will happen in my 80s cover band is we'll open with Nothing But a Good Time. We'll close, quote, quote, with Lionel Richie's All Night Long. And then, as everyone's standing and applauding, we'll come back out and blow everybody's mind with an encore of Wanted by Bon Jovi. And we will probably be the greatest cover band ever to hit anything, because we will sing out like we mean it, and we'll play and we'll have great instruments, or we'll just go sing karaoke. You take your pick. Take your pick, all right? Make up your mind. What do you want? You want karaoke or do you want a cover band? It can't be both. Or maybe it can be. I'm not sure. So I don't know why I'm so wound up this morning. The sun is rising over Hazelhurst, Georgia. It's 27 minutes to the top of the hour, and I'm just wound up, and I don't know why. can't figure it out. Squirrel. That's exactly right. The ADD has kicked in this morning early. Of course, when I was a kid, they didn't diagnose it as ADD. They diagnosed it as, wow, he's just really misbehaving. So this is an interesting story. As I was saying, we follow the news. Elderly man steals ambulance to get home. He was 7,070 years old. A 77-year-old Chicago man is facing charges for allegedly stealing an ambulance from a hospital he had just left. John Neal is accused of walking out of McNeil Hospital in Berwyn Tuesday night, hopping in an idling ambulance, and driving off. He had gone about 10 miles and was 2 miles from his home when officers caught up with him. Almost there, John! They said Neal told them he took the emergency vehicle because I needed a ride and I needed to get home. It wasn't clear why Neal had been at the hospital. Probably something, you know, silly. Something mentally wrong with him. But he is now charged with the possession of a stolen motor vehicle, felony criminal damage to government property, and driving without a driver's license. I really think that you can drop that driving without a driver's license and the other two will take care of themselves. The two paramedics assigned to the ambulance have been suspended and may face disciplinary action for leaving the vehicle unattended with the keys inside. When asked for comment, the two paramedics said, well, we're sorry, we were busy saving someone's life. Didn't mean to leave the keys in there, had to save a life. Let me tell you something, the last people you need to suspend are the paramedics, because who pulls up, gets the gurney out with someone on it, rolls it in the hospital and thinks, oh, someone's going to drive off with this thing. You know who thinks that? Nobody. Because you know why? No one's expecting 77-year-old John Neal to come along, creepy, sneaky man that he is, and just take their hand. Well, I needed a ride. Now, I just want to say this to Mr. Neal. If they're talking about government property, talking about you doing criminal damage to government property, if they're talking about the ambulance being said government property, then you, sir, may be able to really, if you can get yourself a really smooth-talking lawyer, I think you'll be all right. I think you can get out of this thing. So may I suggest a good friend of mine who once turned in a blank CD you know who you are. For a project he was working on at school. I don't know. I'm very anti them suspending these paramedics. That's what I'm against that. This is the issues that face us today, I guess. I don't get it. I don't understand the mentality behind, well, we're going to have to suspend you because you left your keys in there. Who doesn't? I'm sorry, we had a man bleeding out in the back. One of us was having to push the gurney. The other's on top of him doing CPR. Didn't really have time to grab the keys, all right? It was amazing we had time to put it in park. We were just going to do the thing where we backed in and I slammed on brakes and they got on out real quick and rolled right into the emergency room. But no, we took the time to do it by proper procedure. Sorry we left the keys in there for some senile old man to come along and take the thing. Wow, that's me doing the angry paramedic. They should be really angry right now. Not at themselves, mind you, but at the people who are so scared of some kind of lawsuit that they're suspending this guy. See, that's what the hospital's scared of. The hospital is scared, and the people in charge of these ambulance folks, they're scared that they're going to get sued because someone, this man's child or children or grandchildren or nieces or nephews, is going to come along and say, "Can't believe you left it unattended. My grandfather, my father could have died because he doesn't know how to drive an ambulance." It's a messed up situation. It's just a messed up situation. And I'm glad I'm not in the midst of it. You know what would fix it? You know what would fix this situation? Spontaneous parade. Spontaneous parade. Jimmy in Georgia, going back to our 80s cover band, says the second encore would be Blaze of Glory, as sung by Miss Beatrice Turner. So that's all. But I hope everything's okay up there in Chicago. Chicago.
Hey, I needed a ride. What can I say? I had to get home. I'm tired of being here. Where's my teeth?
We'll be right back on the Big Honkin' Show. And now, let's give a warm comedy corner welcome to everybody's favorite financial funny man, Woody Nichols.
Thank you. Feel free to toss money at the stage. Hey, it's good to be back. You know, I took a little vacation, spent a few days in Washington, D.C. You know, the place where they've got what it takes to take what we've got. Government taxation is based, of course, on the law of supply and demand. You know that. They demand and we supply. But Washington, it's really a great place. There's so much you want to do. It's just easy to overspend. But enough about Congress. Hey, while I was there, I got a parking ticket. Yeah, anyone who thinks talk is cheap never argued with a traffic cop. Believe it.
If your financial situation seems like a bad joke, help is available. Write today for a free budget guide to Box 100, Gainesville, Georgia, 30503. A Money Minute from Christian Financial Concepts.
Your financial matters are your business, and your business only. We keep it that way. At the Bank of Hazelhurst, we have a tradition of confidentiality. Bank of Hazelhurst, member FDIC.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
16 minutes to the top of the hour, 15 minutes really to the top of the hour. Big Honkin' Show on the radio with you this morning. That's the unofficial house band of the Big Honkin' Show, Rock Sugar. Only one of the greatest bands ever. So that's who's playing right now in your ear holes. Love them. Great little mashup band. Check them out, rocksugarband.com. Let them know you heard about them on the Big Honkin' Show. And sing it if you know it.
Everybody's working for the weekend. Everybody wants a new romance. Everybody's going off the deep end.
The weekend is right around the corner. Tomorrow's being Friday. Tomorrow's being Friday. Suddenly, I sound like the guy from Short Circuit 2. Oh, Johnny number 5, tomorrow's being Friday. We are headed headlong into it, and that means tomorrow morning is we are bringing back something that podcast enthusiasts will know of, especially if you've been listening to me for a while. It's called the Big Honkin' Dance Party. And so it's going to be tomorrow morning right here on the Big Honkin' Show, Big Honkin' Dance Party. You want to make sure that you're up and moving for it. It'll get you grooving. It'll get your Friday morning start off right tomorrow. Also, the cheerleaders, our middle school and high school cheerleaders, I believe both middle school and high school, are going to be in competition this week over in Richmond Hill. And I get to go over there and MC that competition along with NAC4 Productions, Chris Davis of NAC4 Productions. Listen, if you got a birthday party or a wedding or an event that you need DJ'd or MC'd, get in touch with NAC4 Productions. They will do a great professional job for you. But that's this weekend with those ladies. If you've got a birthday or you know someone who's got a birthday or an anniversary today, please call in. Let us know about it. We'll add them to the list along with Brooke Womack. Happy birthday, Brooke. Hope you're having a great day. Hope you're having a great birthday. And you've been entered to win a McDonald's breakfast this morning, along with being entered to win a cake from the Piggly Wiggly Bakery and Deli tomorrow when we make that drawing. So, but tomorrow morning, it's the Big Honkin' Dance Party, and it's going to be awesome. I had something I was going to play, and I cannot find it now. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, more of the Big Honkin' Show. Wrong button. There we go. Look at me. I'll figure this out one of these days. Be right back on the Big Honkin' Show.
Say a heartfelt thank you to everybody who made our first year in business so terrific. Woody Folsom Ford's growing like a weed, and we appreciate you. Hear those gas station bells? We're gonna slow them down with the exciting new Ford Fiesta and Ford Focus. These bad boys get you up to 40 miles per gallon.
What's that? You need a crossover?
No problem. Ford Escape's got you covered. Haul your stuff the smart way and look good doing it. Escape gets you up to 33 miles per gallon, and Woody Folsom Ford get you in it right. People are coming to Baxley from throughout South Georgia to get those Woody Folsom Ford deals on F-150.
It's Motor Trend's Truck of the Year.
And the world's best-selling truck for 35 consecutive years.
Talk to me. I promise you'll go home happy.
You're gonna love the F-150.
And you're gonna love how we make it so easy to own. If you want a Woody Folsom deal, better get to Baxley, where we've got the Fords on the ground downtown.
Get on in here and talk to us.
Have you bought a family memorial? I'm Waitis Davis. Here at Jeff Davis Monument Company, we believe you should seriously consider purchasing a family memorial. Buy a cemetery lot and monument now so that your family won't have to at the time of their greatest sorrow. Planning now will relieve your loved ones of the emotional and financial burden they'll be faced with otherwise. Plan now because you love your family. Jeff Davis Monument Company on the Douglas Highway in Hazelhurst.
Wainwright Parlor Funeral Home of Hazelhurst announces the death and funeral services of Eugenia Bell Dawson, age 83 of Hazelhurst, who died Monday in the Jeff Davis Hospital after an extended illness. Miss Dawson was born April 18, 1929 in Dodge County to the late Hoke Dawson and the late Evelyn Lowry Dawson and was a member of the Oakland Baptist Church. Survivors include her brother and sister-in-law, Will and May Dawson, three nieces, Ellen Miller, Gail Hogg, and Janice Litke, two nephews, Boyce Dawson and Eugene Dawson. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 a.m. in the Oakland Baptist Church with Reverend Roy Hewlett officiating. Interment will follow in the church cemetery. Miss Dawson will lie in state at the church 1 hour prior to funeral services. Visitation will be Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. at Wainwright Parlor Funeral Home. Funeral arrangements for Eugenia Bell Dawson, age 83 of Hazelhurst, under the direction of Wainwright Parlor Funeral Home.
Good morning. This is Pastor Nathan Smith of the Hazelhurst Church of God bringing you a thought for today. My title of my thought this morning is God's Account. My scripture comes from Revelations 20, 11 through 13. Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the books were open. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged each one according to his works. You know, there are a lot of Christians who are doing nothing today, but there are no Christians who have nothing to do. It's been said, like a mighty army moves the church of God. That may have been true once, but I wonder if it's still true today. You see, the trouble is that I know how the army moves, and it doesn't move the way a lot of folks do in the church today. Just suppose the army accepted the lame excuses that many people today think are good enough to serve as an alibi for not attending church. The army would be defeated every time if it operated the way many people in the church do today. Imagine this if you can. Reveille is at 7 a.m. The squad is on parade ground and the sergeant barks out, "Count fours. One, two, three. Number four is missing. Where's Private Smith?" "Oh," someone says, "Smith was too sleepy to get up this morning. He'll be out late. He was out late last night. He said to tell you he'd be with you in spirit." "That's fine," says the sergeant. "Remember me to him." "Where's Brown?" "Oh, he's off playing golf, Sarge," put in another one. He gets only 1 day a week for recreation, and you know how important it is." Sure, says the sergeant cheerfully. "Hope he has a good game." "Where's Robinson?" "Robinson," exclaims a buddy, is sorry not to greet you in person, but he is entertaining friends today. Besides, he was at drill last week." "Well, thank you," says the sergeant, smiling. "Tell him he is welcome any time he finds it convenient to drop in for drill." Take it from someone who has been there, none of that will happen. You see, big projects and meaningful achievements get done not by dreamers or slackers, but by doers. Not by armchair generals who watch and frown from a distance, but by the brave troops in the trenches. Not by loudmouthed fans who sit in the bleachers, but by the committed coaches and players on the field. Not by those who stay neutral and play it safe, but by those who get off the fence of indecision and give a good account for themselves. Think about it. I believe that every right we have demands a responsibility. Every opportunity we are given implies an obligation, and with every possession we receive comes a duty. I guess you could say that life is like a cash register. In every action, every thought, and every deed, just like every sale, it's registered and recorded, and when the register is finally closed, the account must be given. You know, a columnist, Bob Green of the Chicago Tribune, has a theory about what's wrong with the world. He blames it on what he calls the death of the permanent record. He recalls that grade school children once lived in fear of having their bad behavior noted on their permanent record. Because of this, people learned in their youth to stop before they did something deceitful or unethical. They stopped and thought about it because nobody wanted it on their permanent record. Today, according to Bob Green, people have come to the conclusion that there's no such thing as a permanent record. In fact, they believe no one has a right to keep track. Green says that with today's emphasis on our rights to privacy, if a school child were to ever threaten with something going on his permanent record, he would probably file suit under the Federal Information Act and gain possession of his files, therefore, before recess. You see, behind Green's humor is an excellent point. Where there's no fear of a lasting record, people tend to do what they think they can get away with. The problem with mankind, however, is that there is a permanent record, and that permanent record does exist, and that permanent record is kept by God. Revelation 20 declares that one day the books, that's your permanent record, will be open, and we'll give an account for what we've done. How does that account stand for you today? You see, we can't go through life at just doing what we want, showing up when we want, acting how we want. Just like the army couldn't survive doing that way, neither can the children of God. It's going on your record. So what's God's account going to be when you stand before Him? Will you have a good record? I hope and pray that you do. May God bless you today. Think about your account with God before you make any decisions today. This is Pastor Nathan Smith of the Hazelhurst Church of God.
Big Honkin' Show on the radio, 8 a.m. The sun is up. The weather is cool. And I am here, your host, for this, your audio cup of coffee. My name's Steve Glosson. So glad to be along with you today. McDonald's Birthday Club is rocking and rolling. Happy birthday, Brooke Womack, today. If you or someone you know has a birthday or an anniversary, please call in 375-4511. Let us know about it. We'll get them in the birthday club, and they'll be entered to win a McDonald's breakfast. And then tomorrow, we'll put them in a drawing with everyone from this week to win a cake from the Piggly Wiggly Bakery and Deli. During the break, we were on the Twitter with some folks and chit-chatting back and forth. And Steve up in, I believe Steve's in Michigan, maybe, talking about the dance party we're going to be doing tomorrow. He's like, dance party is good, but I got a fever. And the only prescription is a real-life superhero. Hashtag just saying. To which I responded, well, if someone would do something ridiculously heroic, I would have a real-life superhero to talk about. And he says, challenge accepted. Where's my mask and cape? And then he sent me this link. It's not a real-life superhero, but it's still pretty good. Portland, Maine. Have you heard about this? Have you seen this up in Portland, Maine? Maine drivers warned of zombie danger. Now, this isn't the first time we've had something like this happen. The Associated Press has picked up on this particular incident, though, from the Portland Press Herald. Drivers may have gotten a chuckle out of an electronic message board in Maine warning of zombies, but city officials were not amused. The sign at a Portland road construction site was changed by a hacker to read, "Warning, zombies ahead," on Wednesday morning. It originally read, "Night work, 8 p.m. to 6 a.m., expect delays." City spokeswoman Nicole Clegg says the signs are a safety precaution and changing it could have led to driver distraction. She tells the Portland Press Herald, "Tampering with a safety device is a misdemeanor punishable by up to a year in jail and a $1,000 fine." She says it's not clear who changed the sign, but it's not the first time it happened. All right, there are two responses I have to this particular story. And to you, Miss Clegg, number one, I understand that signs are a safety precaution. I can't think of anything safer than warning people that zombies are ahead. All right? The night work ended because of a zombie attack. Those night workers that you were to expect delays from that were working from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. were attacked by zombies, and they now are zombies, and it's the epidemic's beginning in Maine, of all places. What a beautiful state for the zombie the zombie apocalypse. What a beautiful place for the zombie apocalypse to start. Maine is a nice place. If you've never been to Maine, you should go sometime. It's really nice up there. That whole area, New England, great, great, beautiful country. So, but anyhow, and it's being overrun with zombies, apparently, especially up around the Portland area. Folks, listen, we can't ignore zombie warnings. How do you know it was a hacker? Maybe it was one of the road construction workers who was able to barely escape with his life, or just before he turned into a zombie, was able to get that put on the sign, warning zombies ahead. So I don't know that the drivers were amused or got a chuckle out of it. They should have, like, turned around and went the other way. They should have built a fence beginning at that sign and moving out with a good, probably, I'd say a 20-mile radius, going back up another 20 miles and coming across and meeting to hopefully enclose these zombies until we can take care of them. That's all I'm saying. That's the first thing I want to say about that. Wow, I just went totally Southern. Totally forgot to move my mouth when I spoke just then. That's the first thing I got to say about that. And place my tongue in the proper place in my mouth to say the. The other thing I want to say is this. She says it's not clear who changed the sign, but it's not the first time it's happened. Lady, you need to check on the zombie problem in your town. Or maybe what we've got is a tampering ring. We've got a ring of criminals who their whole goal in life is to cause mayhem by tampering these road signs. Now, the truth of the matter is it's a serious thing. Someone's coming along, and there's no telling when it got changed, but someone's coming along, and, you know, these signs are meant to let you know, hey, this is what's coming up ahead. Traffic could be slowed down. Things go down to one lane. You know, and you could get yourself in trouble not knowing it's coming. So understand that I know it's not funny, everybody. Fine. It's not funny. I don't even know why I'm bothering trying to make a joke about it. Why am I so mad at you all of a sudden? Because you don't laugh at my jokes. That's why. I just don't understand. I mean, look, I understand it's a serious situation, okay? And this is why we've got to go up there and take out these criminal masterminds who are changing safety signs, all right? I think they need to up it to 5 years in jail and a $5,000 fine. I don't think they need to mess around. I mean, because what happens if, you know, there are no zombies? You can't just call zombie and they're not be zombies. You can't do it. It's unfathomable. It's unfathomable. Jimmy in Georgia. Our remote producer, Jimmy in Georgia, says it's back. Zombie Watch. That's classic Big Honkin' Show right there, Jimmy in Georgia. Classic Big Honkin' Show. I cannot believe I didn't think of Zombie Watch. Curses. Oh, man. My bee, boo. So, yeah, listen, you can't be calling zombie. It's like crying wolf, the boy who cried zombie. You start yelling zombie and everybody's just going to go into a panic and it's just going to get ugly. Ugly, ugly, ugly. So, you know, you got to watch out for that kind of stuff. It's the, you know, when I'm driving down the road, if I see zombie, then I got to get in zombie attack mode. I got to get in the frame of mind. And if I'm in the frame, if I have got all my senses on alert for a zombie attack, then anything could set it off. You know, I'm just walking down the road. Which I know this is more of a werewolf thing than a zombie thing right here, but, you know, what else have I got? I don't really have a zombie song. All right, we're just driving down the road here. Minding my own business. It's getting kind of late. Driving through the beautiful countryside of Portland, Maine. Which is not country, but I'm still getting kind of late. It's close to midnight, in fact. Whoa, what did you just say? Something evil's lurking in the dark? Well, at least the moon's out. What? Why am I screaming? Oh my goodness, zombies. Oh, terror took the sound before I could make it. I start to freeze. Why would I freeze? I'm in a car. Turn the heater on. Oh, I'm paralyzed by fear. You know what? It's a really catchy song to be exclaiming that something is very scary and that you are scared. It makes you want to move more than it makes you want to just stop. Well, of course there's nowhere to run. I'm driving. Oh, my Lanta, they're in the car? Well, then I'm getting out. You feel the cold hand. Oh, I don't. Not me, sir. No, sir. So, Portland, be careful as you're driving if you're up in Maine. Zombies in Maine, that's awesome. Zombie apocalypse started here in Maine. That's Andrew from up in Maine. Maybe it was a marketing ploy by AMC to promote the return of The Walking Dead. Could be the return of The Walking Dead. That happens, when does it happen? Did that happen this past Sunday night? No, it happens this coming Sunday night, I believe. The Walking Dead returns to AMC, if you're into that show. And I watch it. I mean, it's pretty good, I guess. It's kind of scary. Let me tell you what show I am into. Jimmy, I appreciate you turning the Jimmy in Georgia. I appreciate you turning the conversation to television here, because I just got to say, and you're going to have to bear with me for a second. I'm not into reality TV shows that much at all. I just don't dig them. I'm not going to be watching anything about Real Housewives. I'm not going to watch anything about a bachelor or a bachelorette. I'm not even going to watch people survive on an island unless it's Lost or Gilligan's Island. I'm not into The Amazing Race, and I'm not into reality TV. I just don't like it. It irks me. I like scripted television, you know, the stuff that tells a story. But having said that, there are a few shows that have just caught my attention, captured my imagination, and I can't stop watching them. Number one is Comic Book Men on AMC. They'll be coming back, I think, along with The Walking Dead this Sunday night, kind of late. But that's a pretty good show. The other is Storage Wars. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Storage Wars, I believe it's on A&E. My Lanta. It's one of the dumbest things ever to be sitting and watching, but I can't stop. I can't stop watching it. I will watch reruns of Storage Wars. It's one of those things that just sucks you right in. It's a fascinating thing, and you end up finding out who you like, who you don't like, who you think is just a moron, who's not a moron. You know, and I find myself always rooting. I want to like Dave Hester. Dave Hester is the jerk of the show. And these people go to these storage auctions and they'll get to a bid, and he'll be like, all right, I got $350 going once, $350 going twice, $350, and you'll hear Dave Hester, and they'll go, yep, meaning I'm going to bid you on up now. I'm going to wait until the last minute, and he's an eBay sniper in real life is what he is. And he comes in with this attitude like he's out to beat everybody. And it's like, dude, you know, I mean, I've never seen him lend a hand to anyone except for maybe Barry, because everyone likes Barry because he's kind of a geriatric individual. But I've never really seen, and even then, though, he was getting something out of it. You know, even then, Hester was getting something for himself out of it. And he's just kind of slimy and a jerk, and he loves it. He just eats it up. And I just wonder if he's ever done anything nice. Now, I did see him take some stuff and donate it to Goodwill one time. But other than that, I mean, I just wonder if he has any friends, because the way he treats people, I just can't see it. So I'm sitting there, and I'm watching this guy. I'm like, I just kind of want to kick you in the teeth, man. You don't have any friends. That's my insult for him. You don't have... That's my insult to David Hatcher. You don't have any friends. And a single tear rolls down his face. tell you what, these losers don't know anything that they're doing. Well, you know what, Dave? You don't have any friends.
Shut up, man.
You got Jared and Brandy, who, you know, one minute I feel like they're about to completely just implode, and you're about to see a marriage fall apart on television. And then another minute you're like, wow, they've got the greatest relationship ever. But more power to him, because I don't know that I could put up with her. And there's Daryl and his son, Daryl Sheets, and he fancies himself the gambler. He's always looking for the wow factor. And he treats his son like dirt. I mean, it's not just kind of good-natured ribbing. It's like,
you know what? I'm tired of Brandon thinking he knows everything.
And I'm just like, dude, why are you being this way? You don't want friends, do you? You want to be like Dave Hester. You don't want any friends. And he shows up in his wife beater shirts and everything. It's, you know, but then there's Barry, and everyone watches. I think that most people watch the show for Barry because you never know what Barry's going to do next. There was one episode where the whole time, the whole auction, Barry wasn't there, and then it finally cut to what he was doing, and he was like racing little rascals around. Not the TV show, mind you, from back in the day, but you know, the little scooters things, the little helper scooters. I don't know what you call them. The things like you ride around in Walmart if you can't walk well or if you're fat or something. Look, I'm sorry. I know that got a little harsh, but let's be honest. There's some people that get on those things that they need to be walking around Walmart. And I'm saying that as an overweight gentleman myself, all right? I got a little size on me here. But you don't see me getting in the scooters and walking or in riding around Walmart in them. I just don't. Get you a cane, get you an exercise program, get moving. But and leave it for someone who's too elderly and can't hardly get around. That's all I'm saying. It's a public service announcement. But so Barry's out riding around with us, and you just never know what's going to come down the pipe with this guy. He's off the wall, and like you think he's just some kind of crazy guy from out in California. Next thing you know, he's hanging out with a guitarist from Aerosmith. He's hanging out with a drummer from the Police. He knows all these people, and it's fascinating. It's fascinating to watch these people as they look through these things, and they'll open the door of one of these storage bins, and it'll be nothing but just, you look at it, and you're like, there's nothing in there that I would ever pay anything for. It looks junky. It looks horrible. It looks terrible. And they'll pull out something and be like, well, this has got to be valuable, you know. And they'll take it to an antique shop or to some other shop, and they'll get like $1,500, $2,000 out of it. And I'm like, what a country we live in, where people can just store away their stuff and forget about it. I mean, that's the country we live in. We're doing pretty good for ourselves, guys. I know things aren't as like where we want them to be. We're doing pretty good for ourselves. But I watch Storage Wars, and the other one that I've gotten into is this show called Toy Hunter. Toy Hunter is like that show American Pickers, only the dude is strictly going after toys. And he is right in my wheelhouse as far as the toy collecting he does, because he lights up over Star Wars toys or things from the 80s. And some of the things that he's bumped into are just fantastic. They're amazing to see. What he finds and who has this stuff. He went to a home of a dude who worked at a toy company, and the guy just had some random stuff sitting up in the attic over his garage, the crawl space over his garage. And this dude's picking through it and digging through it, and he found some of the coolest junk. And I'm like, why can't I have friends that used to work at a toy company? That'd be so cool just to go through the stuff. And this guy does, and he knows his stuff. It's not like they just pick someone off the street who doesn't know what he's talking about. You know, this guy knows his stuff when he gets there and he sees it. And I have just become completely enraptured with this show. It's on my DVR, and I make sure that it gets DVR'd and I watch it. And I can't get enough. The things he finds and the toys you see. And there are toys that I never knew existed, especially like some of the older stuff from like the 50s and 60s and everything that he'll pull out that are just like, they're weird and they're amazing. And the things that toy companies went for to try to do. There was this one game that I guess it was Milton Bradley tried to produce to play off the success of like Twister. And it was just basically an elastic belt, and the idea was to stuff people in it and get out of it. Really, I mean, that's what it. You have a box, and in it is this huge elastic belt with several different like loops that people had to get in and then get out of. How strange, how crazy! What people will go after, and what and the things that these companies would do. To try to do, and it's just so. And then the ingenuity of some of it, with some like the old tin toys, especially the way these little wind up things work. I mean, we've got some. There's some amazing toys on the market today. I mean, kids who play with toys today. I mean, let's face it, we're teaching kids to be lazy because they push a button and it does all the talking for them. When you see a kid actually using his imagination and talking and doing the stuff for his toys, that's when you know. Oh wow, okay, this kid's actually got a pretty good little imagination on him. Because most of them, they'll talk, they'll even move, and they'll do stuff for the kid playing with them. And it's just crazy. So, but this toy hunter guy, the stuff he finds just blows my mind. And he sold a toy last night, I watched it, for like $13,000. And it was a little doll of the greatest American hero that was never produced. It was a prototype doll. Fascinating. Amazing. I got no $10,000 toys in my house, which really makes me sad. So, but if you want to pay me $10,000 for a toy, I'll gladly take it. That's all I'm saying about that. You should watch Toy Hunters. I think that's what I've learned from this segment. But I'm going to shut up now because I've been talking way too long. And we're going to take a break. And we'll be right back after this on the Big Honkin' Show.
Your joy juice today. No need to hide when you're drinking it. Let your joy for Jesus shine everywhere you go. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Many of us sang that catchy little tune as children, but did we really understand what it meant? What does it mean to let your light shine? Well, the Joyce definition would be to let the joy of Jesus radiate from you, in you, and through you. When we're in church or when we're with a Christian group who understand our faith, we seem to more boldly shine for Jesus. But what about when we're in a secular setting or with people we don't know very well? Are we bold enough to represent Jesus no matter where we are? A consistent Christian doesn't turn his light off and on according to where he is or who he's with. A genuine, sold-out-for-the-Lord believer is the same every time you see him. He shines with the joy of the Lord in the good and the difficult times. She boldly and lovingly proclaims her faith on the job, at a ball game, in the grocery store, at home, and at church. In Matthew 5:14-16, Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house." In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. When our light is shining for Jesus, we bring glory to Him, and that light reflects back into our hearts so that we can continually radiate His joy onto others. This is Joyce Ashley of Joy Joy Ministries. Let your joy light shine.
This serving of Joy Juice brought to you by friends of Joy Joy Ministries.
Right here at home, the Farm Bureau Insurance Companies provide drivers like you the protection they need on their automobiles and the peace of mind that goes with it. And when you have a claim, we work hard to get you back on the road with professional attention and fast, fair claim service. That's why people from every walk of life depend on Farm Bureau Insurance every day.
Farm Bureau Insurance. Helping you is what we do best.
Paul and Amy at Badcock Furniture More in Banksley says to come on in. They'll make it easy for you to buy great furniture. Right now, rooms under $1,000. These are super hot deals on dining room groups, bedroom groups, and living room groups. Whatever you have in mind, there's 24-month special financing available too. Be sure to ask about that. And on Tempur-Pedic bedding, 48 months financing. Badcock Furniture and More, 106 East Parker Street in Bixley.
Bring your title, bring your payment book, bring your trade-in. Shoot, bring your mom and them with you to Woody Folsom Automotive Hazelhurst. We're going to make sure you go home happy, grinning like a mule-eating bride. Woody's dealing all remaining 2012s in stock with rebates up to $9,500. And, hey, that's before Woody talks.
Ain't no telling what it'll be when you get done dealing. Get on up, get your clothes on, get on in there where the dealing's done. Let's roll.
Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. All the cars, trucks, SUVs, and crossovers. 2012s are flying out of here. 2013s are hitting the ground. Hear that sound? Call us toll-free at 1-888-54-SHAVY. Check us at WoodyFolsom.com or get in here to 341 North Hazelhurst.
Talk to us. That's all you got to do. We'll pop a deal on your stronger new road.
Over 400 used cars, too, and we're letting them roll. Woody Folsom Hazelhurst. Nobody sells Chevy, Buick, GMC, or used cars for less.
Woo-wee. Talk to me.
Big Honkin' Show on the radio, right here on WHJD 105.9 The Sting, streaming live at 1059WHJD.com, or you can find us on the TuneIn app on your iPhone or Android device. Now, forgot to get through some of this stuff. This Sunday, there's homecomings happening all over at some churches. Oakview Baptist Church is having a homecoming at 10:30 a.m. Services begin at 10:30 that morning, and they'll be in revival the following days, 15th through the 17th. They'll begin that night at 7 p.m. with Keith Yon as the guest speaker. That's Oakview, way out on the Autumn Hall Road, Pastor Charles Davis. And its members extend an invitation to everyone. They're also having homecoming this Sunday at Faith Baptist Church over in McRae. Common Garment from Dublin will be there with them. That service begins around 9:30. And then in Mount Vernon, Georgia, Lots Creek Church of God, celebrating their homecoming Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Crystal Fuller from Adel, Georgia, will be there. Hey, our firefighters in town are selling Boston Butts, whole smoked Boston Butts, to be picked up on Wednesday, November 21st. Tickets are $22 a piece, and you can purchase them from any firefighter or at fire headquarters on Pat Dixon Road here in town. This Saturday, as we've already said, our cheerleaders from the middle and high school will be traveling over to Richmond Hill for a competition, as well as here in town, there will be a at the library, they're going to be having a superhero Saturday program. It'll be invited. It's open to all teens, 10 and up. They're going to be showing the Avengers, but they're also going to be having costume contest and trivia contest, as well as teens get a chance to create their very own superhero. That takes place from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. You can call Judy Miller at 375-2386 for more information about that. So that's kind of what's going on around the community. Yesterday, our girls won both their games in the first round of the state playoff softball. So congratulations, ladies. You are hard to handle. Ah, see what I did there? I thought you can hear the song playing in the background. That's silliness. Why am I being so silly? I love the horns in this song. So during the break, a lot of interactivity going on the Twitter, twitter.com/... Big Honkin' Show. Now, Steve up in Michigan has sent in a couple of stories to us this morning, and we thank him so much for that, because Jimmy's been falling down on the job. Sorry to call you out publicly, Jimmy. This is actually pretty interesting to me. I love animal stories. I think... Me gustan muchos los animales. I like animals a lot. by the way, speaking of me gustan mucho los animales, John Reed, who taught me that phrase in Spanish, in response to the zombie thing, says you need to be prepared. This is on the Twitter. He says you need to be prepared. Under the fire and tornado drill steps in my classroom, I have zombie apocalypse emergency procedure poster. So, I mean, John Reed is training up the kids right, and he's making sure that they stay safe in all possible scenarios where danger could be present. Danger, danger. But Steve sent this in knowing that me gusta mucho los animales, that I like animals a lot. And it is fascinating. It's courtesy of thetelegraph.co.uk, and it is mind-boggling. The moment an eagle snatches a crocodile, that's the headline of the story. The moment an eagle snatched a crocodile, the moment an eagle snatched a crocodile from a riverbank has been captured by a British wildlife guide. A baby crocodile, when fully grown, would expect to be the top of the food chain, has become lunch for a hungry bird. In the rare example of one top predator eating a rival of another species, the fish eagle, which usually eats birds and small mammals, grabbed the hapless Nile crocodile in its sharp claws, before flying away. Safari guide Mike Sheridan Johnson, 32, who was raised in Tanzania, but whose parents come from Newcastle, captured sequences of images on his day off from showing tourists one of the wonders of his adopted homeland, the Selous Game Reserve. I didn't have any clients to take out that day, so I was driving in my Land Cruiser looking for interesting wildlife to photograph, said Mr. Sheridan Johnson. In 9 years of being a safari guide, I would never expect to see this unheard of behavior. I saw the fish eagle on the sandbank with something in its beak. I noticed it wasn't a fish, but it was, in fact, a Nile crocodile. The eagle quickly took off, but I got a couple of shots of it flying away. I think this eagle could be a lone individual who has learned how to hunt for crocodiles. It certainly knew what it was doing. And the images are fascinating. He actually catches the eagle coming down, swooping in to grab the crocodile. It looks like he's getting ready to grab the crocodile. And then there's a picture from behind the eagle of him flying up with the crocodile. I mean, he's got it. Eagles have 2 feet, right? They've got the two feet with the talons.
Do the birds have sharp talons?
He's got the 2 feet with the claws. And 1 foot has the crocodile kind of up around the upper arms close to his head, that part of his torso. The other seems to have his mouth completely, like has his hand on its mouth to have it closed. He is going to take and eat this thing. That's what that eagle is going to do. Now, for those of you who are wondering what a fish eagle looks like, a lot like a bald eagle, only the white goes further on down, on this particular one, goes further on down its back and that sort of thing, rather than just kind of up around the head area. So, looks amazing. I mean, it's just fascinating. The eagle. The mighty eagle eating a crocodile. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And Steve sent this one in. This comes from theregister.co.uk. Serenading mice can sing along if you hum a few bars. Neurobuffins are claiming that mice can not only sing serenading and ultrasonic melodies high above soprano, but they can also change their tune. The study has found certain brain features associated with human and song-learning birds' brains show they may be able to learn new songs from each other. Scientists have been assuming for the last 60 years that mice don't have any vocal learning traits at all, but Duke Uni neurobiologist Eric Jarvis, who ran the study, disagrees. The boffins put two male mice in a cage with one female to serenade. Oh, they were singing, "Is you is or is you ain't my baby." They tested more than 14 mice and repeated the experiment twice to be sure, but found that the two murines' song converged after 7 to 8 weeks. They're using a lot of words that I don't know in this particular story. However, the mice may only be singing at the same pitch, a convergence that has been seen in non-vocal learners. It implies that mice don't actually learn to sing at the same pitch. Well, so you just said they do, but they don't. Steve, not me, but the Steve who sent this in. Come on, man. Come on. You saw the headline and you drop the ball. This is non-news. This is non-news is what this is. Today in non-news, mice may be able to sing or they may not. They may be able to learn vocal traits or they may not. To learn instead of converge, there are five features associated with brain structure and behavior that boffins look for. The study used gene expression markers to light up neurons in the motor cortex of the mice's brain, brains, as they sing. They also used injectable tracer, which mapped the signals from the neurons to the larynx. This is way too deep for me, man. Basically, Ratatouille is singing a song. There you go. Sorry, I should have screened that news story. Steve, you need to learn from Jimmy how to send in good news stories. That's all I'm going to say about that. That's all I'm saying about that. Because I don't want to call you out right here in front of all your friends, because that's not very nice. That's not very nice. As we kind of stick around with the news a little bit, unfortunately for a Texas man, he didn't see it coming when his girlfriend allegedly struck him in the head with a crystal ball. Jennifer Walker, 43, of Fort Worth, was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon Tuesday after the police said she struck her mate in the head with a 3-pound crystal ball. Investigators said the couples had been fighting in the car and continued to do so when they arrived home. The argument became physical, at which point Walker hit her unidentified boyfriend with the orb. He is unidentified because he is embarrassed by the incident. excuse me. I mean, do people just have crystal balls around their house? Is that what's going on? It sounds to me like it was in the car. Oh, well, they arrived home. It became physical. At which point, Walker hit her unidentified boy. I cannot speak all of a sudden. All my energy has been sapped away from me. That story about the mice brains sapped my energy. Steve, I hope you're happy. Steve in Michigan. Is that you? Is that where you're from? Steve, I keep saying Michigan, but I may be wrong. So let me know. Let me know about that. Because if I'm going to dog on you, I want to get it right. Actually, you know what? You're batting 500. You're 1-for-2 today, so I can't really get on you that much. Number one, what are they doing with the crystal ball? I mean, this one is the dude the fortune teller or the woman the fortune teller? Because one of them, you know, either way, you think these people are supposed to be peaceful people. You know, the fortune telling people are peaceful. They're nice. They're kind. Or I thought they were, at least. Maybe not. But she's like, oh, I see your future. Bam! Here's a little, I see a hospital visit for you, sir. What did you do that for? With the orb. She hit him with the orb. It's just violence out in Texas, man. That's what you get. And they try to be pithy by saying he didn't see it coming. Well, maybe he wasn't the fortune teller. Maybe she was. I don't know. Who knows? They don't really tell you a lot. They don't really tell you a lot about what's going on here. So, well, we're going to take a break. We've got some news to get through here. When we come back, we're going to draw a winner for our McDonald's birthday club. You got like 3 minutes to get it in, folks. So give us a holler. Let us know if someone you know or yourself has a birthday and anniversary today. We'll get them in that to win in just a moment when we come back here on the Big Honkin' Show.
CNN Sports. Braves outfielder Jason Hayward has been named a finalist for the Hank Aaron Award. The honor is given to the most outstanding offensive player in each league. Hayward hit .269 with 27 homers and 82 RBI this season. Falcons starting linebacker Steven Nicholas held out of practice due to an ankle injury yesterday. He's officially listed as questionable for this week's game against the Raiders. The Hawks suffered a 101-99 loss to the Spurs in preseason action in San Antonio last night. Damian James and Mike Scott each poured in 11 points for Atlanta, which dipped to 1-1 in exhibition play. Playoff baseball last night, Raul Ibanez homered twice in the Yankees win. The A's rallied past the Tigers 4-3 to force a Game 5. Tim Lincecum and the Giants topped the Reds 8-3, tying that NLDS at 2-2. And Chris Carpenter pitched the Cards past the Nationals for a 2-1 lead. That's sports. I'm Tony Weick on the Georgia News Network.
At Farm Bureau Insurance, we like to talk about personal service, but some of you just want to hear about discounts. So here goes. We give you all of the premium auto discounts you qualify for automatically. And every 6 months, we check to see if you qualify for more discounts. That, my friend, is personal service. Yep, I just snuck that right in there.
Real service, real people. That's Farm Bureau Insurance.
Discounts will vary and do not apply to life insurance products.
Georgia Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company. Georgia Farm Bureau Casualty Insurance Company. Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Jackson, Mississippi.
When was the last time your kids went out to play? Georgia's biggest health problems, type 2 diabetes and coronary heart disease, are from being overweight. And it's not just in adults. Our kids may not outlive us. If you're ready to get your family's weight under control, talk to a Georgia physician assistant. We can help you get started with a healthy lifestyle plan, plus a free Georgia State Park pass. Go to gapa.net. And let's get fit, Georgia.
Mostly sunny and quite nice today with a high 77 to 83. Then tonight it will be clear with a low 50 to 57. Mostly sunny and pleasant tomorrow, high 82 to 86. Saturday will be a warm day with plenty of sun, high 81 to 87. For AccuWeather.com, I'm Kevin Snyder.
Your South Georgia weather forecast has been brought to you by Badcock Furniture and More, 106 East Parker Street, located in Banksley.
The Chavis family invites you to stop in at the Diamond Gallery in downtown Hazelhurst. The Diamond Gallery is a full-service jewelry store offering you jewelry repair and watch battery replacement while you wait. The Diamond Gallery also offers a no-time limit layaway. The Diamond Gallery is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., or call them at 912-379-0404, or stop by their downtown shopping center today. And be sure to bring in your scrap gold today for cash at the Diamond Gallery.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout,
kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, baby, come on.
Say you will.
Say it
better,
yeah. Come on now.
Shout out and birthday club time here on the Big Honkin' Show. First off, big shout out to everyone who's been joining us today and been actively participating on the Twitter, twitter.com/Big Honkin' Show. You can get involved in the conversation anywhere you are by going to Twitter, twitter.com, follow us on Twitter, and then just @reply us on Twitter. Really simple. Would love to hear from everyone on the Twitter. Shout outs this morning also to my big sister up in Washington, trying to call me out on some different stuff and ends up making me call myself out. So, love you. Hope you're doing well. We'll see you soon, because we will. And, of course, shout-outs to and happy birthday to Brooke Womack, who is our McDonald's Birthday Club winner this morning. She wins the breakfast from McDonald's and will be entered to win tomorrow a cake from the bakery and deli at Piggly Wiggly here in town. So, big shout out to her. And then finally, shout out to my buddy, Will Gertman. Will texted me a moment ago with this text. In World War II, Steve Glosson threw a grenade and killed 50 people. Then it exploded. And finally, Joe on the Twitter, he says, I'm married to a Fort Worth woman. You don't mess with them. So it's not about being the fortune teller. It's about being from Fort Worth, apparently. So way to go, Joe. Congratulations on your nuptials. And watch your head. Watch your head, Joe. She's coming at you. Watch out. So, man, Big Honkin' Show on the radio. Hey, also tomorrow, or not tomorrow, but this weekend, Handy Andy here in town is celebrating their anniversary Friday and Saturday all day long. And then Saturday, they're going to have a big celebration from 11 to 1. They're going to be having a hot dog cookout, and there'll be free popcorn all day long. WHJD will be there live So swing on by there Saturday afternoon, Saturday morning, and help Handy Andy celebrate their anniversary, part of this community for a long time. So we want to go, you want to go patronize them and enjoy the celebration there of their anniversary. We are going to take one final break here, and when we come back, we will talk about, well, what we always do. We'll wrap things up talking about what we've learned today. This is the Big Honkin' Show, your morning audio cup of coffee on WHJD 105.9 The Sting.
Folks, this is Love Worth Sharing, sponsored today by the Carter family, Harry, Miss Johnny, and their children, Clay, Caroline, and Kevin. Miss Johnny, Clay, and Caroline operate medical clinics in Alma and Baxley and are well qualified to take care of all your health care needs. Daddy Harry and son Kevin operate Kevin Carter Automotive, Highway 341 west of Baxley, and can serve your automotive needs. I deeply appreciate this entire family for their contributions, not only to my ministry, but also to our communities. They are some of the finest people you'll ever get to know. Mrs. Bridget Driscoll holds the dubious distinction of being the first person killed in an automobile accident. On August 17, 1896, in front of the Crystal Palace in London, Arthur Edsel accidentally ran over Mrs. Driscoll, fracturing her skull. Edsel was tried for the crime, but the verdict was not guilty because Mrs. Driscoll had plenty of time to get out of his way as he was only traveling 4 miles an hour. Apparently, Mrs. Driscoll had panicked at the sight of the car, was frozen to the spot, and failed to get out of harm's way. Folks, we all have to take responsibility for our own safety, and this is especially true of our eternal safety. If we want to get to heaven safely, we have to make the choice for Jesus Christ. Have you taken care of that in your life yet?
Paul and Amy at Badcock Furniture Moore in Baxley says to come on in. They'll make it easy for you to buy great furniture. Right now, rooms under $1,000. These are super hot deals on dining room groups, bedroom groups, and living room groups. Whatever you have in mind, there's 24-month special financing available too. Be sure to ask about that. And on Tempur-Pedic bedding, 48 months financing. Badcock Furniture Moore, 106 East Parker Street in Baxley.
Bring your title, bring your payment book, bring your trade-in. Shoot, bring your mom and them with you to Woody Folsom Automotive, Hazelhurst. We're going to make sure you go home happy, grinning like a mule-eating bride. Woody's dealing all remaining 2012s in stock with rebates up to $9,500. And, hey, that's before Woody talks.
Ain't no telling what it'll be when you get done dealing. Get on up, get your clothes on, get on in there where the dealing's done. Let's roll.
Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. All the cars, trucks, SUVs, and crossovers. 2012s are flying out of here. 2013s are hitting the ground. Hear that sound? Call us toll-free at 1-888-54-SHAVY. Check us at WoodyFolsom.com or get in here to 341 North Hazelhurst.
Talk to us. That's all you got to do. We'll pop a deal on your Strummer new road.
Over 400 used cars, too, and we're letting them roll. Woody Folsom Hazelhurst. Nobody sells Chevy, Buick, GMC, or used cars for less.
Woo-wee. Talk to me.
Once in my life. 5 minutes at the top of the hour, Big Honkin' Show winding her down. And now it's time, as we do every day, because every day is a journey. Every day is a special time. I feel like Mr. Rogers. Hi, neighbor. Today we're going to learn, well, we're going to talk about, real quick, what have we learned today? Well, I'll tell you what we've learned today, and it's things that we've learned that all just need to make a change. And you know where we need to start? With the man in the mirror. You just need to start with him. First off, 80s cover band. It's a great idea. Or we could just sing karaoke. Hey, mice can sing. Or maybe they can't. I don't know. It's non-news. Zombies? Well, They're a danger worth hacking a sign over. And finally, morning candy is reason number 15 to enact the spontaneous parade law here in our community. And that's just locally. Look, I'm not saying that's for every community. I'm saying that, for Hazelhurst, at least, I think it's a great idea. And I think that, that it's something we should look into. And don't forget, you want the Big Honkin' Show endorsement, you'll get on that city ordinance about spontaneous parade candy and handing out marching band music to everybody. John Philip Sousa. So, but that's what we've learned this morning on the Big Honkin' Show. It has been indeed a learning experience in the vein of a Sesame Street or a Mr. Rogers Neighborhood or a Captain Kangaroo or even a Pee-wee's Playhouse. That's right. That's what we do here on the Big Honkin' Show. We're not just fun. We're educational. So I appreciate you joining us today. The email you can get in touch with us at any time is bighonkinshow@gmail.com, bighonkinshow@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. You know, I check that thing and we get it. And if you've got a news story or something you find that you want to put in there, let us know. Get us... One final quick shout out to Colby Land, who just followed the Big Honkin' Show on Twitter. But yeah, get it into us. Email bighonkinshow@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/bighonkinshow. Interact with us live during the show every morning. That way, we'd love to hear from you there. And of course, on the Facebook, facebook.com/bighonkinshow. Tomorrow morning, it's the Big Honkin' Dance Party right here on the Big Honkin' Show. I hope you'll join us. We'll be live on WHJD 105.9. The Sting will be streaming live from 1059WHJD.com. And we look forward to it. The weekend's almost here. Hang in there. And we'll see you tomorrow morning right here on the Big Honkin' Show.